Which leads me to my story about the Ellsberg paradox. Daniel Ellsberg, famous for the Pentagon Papers, was famous before that. And he was famous because in the early 60s, he did an experiment. And the experiment worked like this. Here are two buckets. This bucket has in it 50 brown balls and 50 white balls. Okay, 50-50. This bucket has 100 balls in it. Some of them are brown, the rest are white. So it might be 90-10, it might be 50-50, it might be 80-20. You don't know. Okay, you with me so far? 50-50, don't know. So here's the challenge. The challenge is, I say to Casper, come on up, I'm blindfolding you. You're going to reach into a bucket, and if you get a white one, I'll give you $1,000. And if you get a brown one, you owe me 10. Okay? Here's the question. Do you want to pick from the 50-50 bucket, or do you want to pick from the random bucket? And almost everyone in the study wants to pick from the 50-50 bucket. Even though the math is identical. The odds are identical because you don't know what the distribution is here. Do the math at home, you'll figure it out. Everyone wants to pick from the 50-50 bucket. And the reason is we say, you know, with my luck, this one's all white, right? This one's the one where I won't even have a chance. But at least here, I know my risk. We don't say, with my luck, this one's going to be all the ones I want. We look for the potential failure because that's what industrialization's all about.